Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in Sinclair Lewis's famous story, Aerosmith. It stars Gene Hersholt as Dr. Gottlieb, Barbara Britton as Leora, and Gregory Peck as Martin Aerosmith. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Aerosmith.
What is it that makes a man into a scientist? Ah, my friends, that is a big question. Maybe you think it's a laboratory. Test tubes and burners and microscopes and slides. And maybe it's something else. A light that burns in the heart and shines in the eyes. Yes. Yes, like in his eyes. The first time he ever came to see me.
Dr. Gottlieb?
Well, speak up.
My name's Aerosmith.
Aerosmith?
Martin Aerosmith. I'm just starting here in the medical school, and I thought I'd take my bacteriology with you this fall instead of waiting till the second year, if you don't mind.
But I do mind.
But I'm not going to be just an ordinary doctor.
No?
No, sir, I'm going to be a research scientist like you. Oh, not as great as you, of course, but I mean I'm not interested in just giving people pills. I'd rather find a cure for cancer.
Something so simple.
Well, I really mean I want to find out things for myself. I know how little I know, and I'm not afraid of hard work.
Ah, now you're talking more sensible. Listen, my boy. To be a scientist, that is born in a man. And in a very few men. Maybe it's born in you. But go first and be a medical student. Go learn the names of diseases. Go learn to work in the dissection room without being sick. Go get your MD after your name. Then come back to me.
Dr. Gottlieb's laboratory. Dr. Aerosmith talking. Who? Oh, hello, Helen. Oh, when, tonight? Oh, no, I wish I could, but I'm in something here up to my ears. Over my ears, as a matter of fact. Sure. Sure, some other time. Thanks.
A girl, Martin?
Oh, nobody important. She's giving a party. I've got all the party I need right here.
So? What is the trouble, Martin?
The bugs in that serum should have died, Dr. Gottlieb, but you can see for yourself they never felt better.
And how do you account for it?
There must be something wrong with the theories.
So simple, eh? Young man, suppose you were the chief and your assistant attacked the established laws of science. What would you say?
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe you're thinking, then you tell me.
Look, here are my notes. I've gone over and over them, and I get the same results every time. I'm only telling you what I observe.
And that is all you can say?
That's all.
Then maybe I say something. Martin, my boy, I give you my blessing. Always observe what you observe. And if that does violence to the nice, correct views of science, out to go. Now, do we understand each other?
We sure do. Oh, nurse, I want to find Ward D.
Do you?
Can you direct me?
I suppose I could.
Well, if it isn't interrupting your work.
Scrubbing floors isn't my work. Superintendent just caught me smoking.
I believe the first duty of a nurse is to stand when a doctor speaks to her.
Oh. I'm sorry, doctor.
As it happens, I'm Dr. Gottlieb's assistant. On my way to Ward D to take a strain of a very dangerous microbe. When I've done that, I'll have to report you and... Whoops!
Oh, you slipped. My fault.
Say, what's your name?
What's yours?
Look here. You're not reporting me, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, scrubbing floors always makes me rebellious, and being rebellious makes me fresh, and when I'm fresh, well, there you are. My name's Leora Tozier. Silly, isn't it?
Why? I sort of like it.
You do?
I'll make my final decision at dinner. What time can you get away?
Me?
Well, it might be more fun to feed you than report you. Meet you out front?
I don't know.
What time?
Well, take it easy, the superintendent.
Oh. You'll phone me in the patient's condition every hour, nurse, and I'll look in again, shall we say, at 7? Leora, how many times have we had dinner here?
I wouldn't know. I've lost track.
Well, there's no wonder I always talk so much.
Have I ever said I was bored?
No, but I get so darn technical.
I like it. It makes me feel intelligent.
Well, you might as well get used to my ideas.
Why?
Oh, you're going to marry me.
You don't say.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, now, I wouldn't wonder but that you're right. Of course, you're pretty self-centered, Martin, and pig-headed, too, but then again, I like you. I like you a lot. Have you got a nickel?
Nickel? What for?
I want soft music. Thanks.
Lee, I wasn't being funny.
I didn't think you were.
Lee, darling, my love. My love forever.
I hope you mean that, Martin. Because I warn you, I'm never going to give you up.
From now until the end? Holy smoke!
What's the matter?
Gottlieb, he wanted to see me. I'm sorry, darling, I've got to run.
Martin, I sent for you to tell you that I'm leaving this place where I teach young doctors how to kill the patients.
You're leaving?
Yes, I have been called to the McGurk Institute in New York, where I will do only my own research.
The McGurk Institute? Dr. Gottlieb, that's wonderful.
I'm very happy, and for you too, Martin.
For me?
I have arranged to take you with me as my assistant. That is good, yes? No?
Well, Dr. Gottlieb, you're the greatest man I've ever known. I'd black your shoes if you'd asked me to, but, well, I can't go to New York with you.
Oh, I'm not taking you for a bootblack, Martin. Why can't you come?
I'm getting married. You can't live on what a lab assistant makes. I'll have to go into practice after all.
Practice? Give pills to old ladies, hold their hands, make up their diets? You could be a scientist.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that's how it is.
You think you'll get rich, huh? But I tell you, Martin, you will starve. It is not so easy to start practicing.
Well, Leora's family's going to help. We're going back to her town, a little place in South Dakota.
It's useless to argue with a man in love. Martin, you will be a bad doctor for a while. Then you will come back to the laboratory. Let me know when you do, and I will have a place for you. Good luck, my boy. I wish you happiness.
Have some coffee, darling?
Please.
Bacon? Eggs?
I don't think I could. Martin, sometimes I get so frightened.
Oh, there's nothing to get scared about, darling. Good babies always make their mothers a little sick. A few more months and you'll have them in your arms. That'll make up for a lot.
And what about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
You know what I mean. Being stuck in a little place like this. Being a country doctor.
Well, what's wrong with that? Making the young folks get married when they ought to? Staying married when they don't want to? Lecturing the big boys on the evils of drink and stealing your own drinks when the shades pull down? Seeing that the milk is pure and the meat's fresh and the backyards are tidy, that's quite a career.
You don't fool me, darling. 2 years ago, you had such great dreams. You were going to save humanity. Now you'll be tied down worse than ever.
Well, what do you mean, tied down? I don't have to run off to Africa to save mankind, do I? There's plenty of mankind right around here. And we'll see the world yet. And take the boy with us. Well, even if the boy's a girl.
You in there, Doc? You home?
That sounds like Henry Novak. Come in, Henry. Come in. Sit down. Have some breakfast?
I'm sorry you can't, Doc. I got some trouble.
Now, what now? Your wife catch her hand in the clothes wringer? Your boy run a rusty nail in his foot? Little girl got a tooth that's got to come out?
Yeah, it's worse than that, Doc. My cattle's sick.
What?
Well, I hate to bother you, Doc, but that state vet ain't worth two hoots. And half my cattle's dead already. I was hoping maybe you might take a look and...
Sure, I know. Well, Lee, if I can't save mankind, at least I can try to save Henry's cows. Leora, Lee, where are you, darling?
Martin, what in the world...
Come in the kitchen. You'll have to help me set it up.
Set it up? What for?
Research, baby, research.
Here?
You thought this was a kitchen, didn't you? Sure, it used to be a kitchen. And it'll be a kitchen again, maybe, in a couple of weeks.
But, dear...
Gottlieb used to say that any man who really wants to find out things can make a lab out of toothpicks and a piece of string. Get that, will you, sweet?
Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Bull. Just a moment, please. Martin, it's Mrs. Bull. Her back is worse.
Well, tell her to go out and hoe potatoes. I'm busy.
Martin, don't you think you ought to eat some supper?
I can't do it now, honey. It'll wait.
But, darling, It's after 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know. I'll be quitting soon.
No sleep for a week. Not a single hot meal because you're using the stove. Martin, how long do you expect to...
Me? Leora, I was right. That serum isn't any good.
Yes, Martin.
The stuff doesn't even make a dent in those bugs.
Yes, Martin.
Now, the problem is to find out what will.
I tell you, I don't care what he says. I'm the state veterinarian. He's got no right to horn in.
But I asked him to. My cows were dying. When he put that stuff in them, they started to get well. Nobody could have done more than that. Why, he's been down there in the barn all day today.
Makes no difference to me. You tell him he'd better stay out of my way or I'll give him something he won't
like.
Hello,
Henry.
Hey.
Well, how are you, Doc? I've got something to show you that may interest you.
Nothing you've got to show me could interest me.
Well, you know best, but I wanted to give you some of my serum.
I've been telling him, Doctor, you turned out to be a pretty good vet.
Well, the best in town, but I'm back on the belly aches now.
That's where you belong.
Oh, wait a second. I'm a scientist. When I see a scientist's job I can do, I do it. That's what science is. And if you don't want that serum from me, don't take it from me. Take it from the government. I've sent my reports on to Washington. Now then. What were you going to give me, mister?
Why, you wild...
Why, golly, Doc.
That's science, too.
Hey, Doc. Doc Arrowsmith.
Right here, Jim. What's up?
Gee, Doc, they've been looking for you everywhere.
Who?
Everybody. Over to your house. They said if I found you that...
Yes?
Sorry, Doc, but your wife's pretty sick.
Oh, it's you, Doctor. You'll have to be quiet, please.
What? Who are you?
I'm Dr. Heselink of Leopolis. They called me in when they couldn't locate you.
Called you in? What for? Not the baby. It wasn't time.
You mustn't blame yourself. You couldn't possibly have foreseen it.
What? Leora. What about her?
Martin? Is that you?
Excuse me, Doctor.
Martin?
Lee... I'll never forgive myself for leaving you.
It's not so bad. But the doctor says I can't have a baby, so I'll have to bring you up. Make a great man of you that everyone will wonder at. Like your precious Dr. Gottlieb. Don't feel badly, Martin.
Lee, I've never made many promises to you. I'm going to make one now. I'll never leave you alone again.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Now you're going to hear the unusual, a woman confessing a birthday. Yes, this year marks Lady Esther's 30th anniversary, and in this sense, my birthday. But I'm going to reverse the usual order of things. I'm going to make you a present. As I did this spring, I am again declaring a beauty dividend, a special anniversary set of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and Lady Esther face powder, the essential beauty aids that help you look years younger, fresher, more attractive. In my special 30th anniversary set, I offer you my large $1.38 jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and the 55-cent box of my exciting new bridal pink face powder. Altogether, this is a value of $1.93, but I offer it to you for only 98 cents plus tax. This means you save 95 cents. I'm so sure you'll want to take advantage of it that I've arranged to have my beauty dividend package ready and waiting at your favorite store right now. Especially if you have not yet tried Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and my exciting new bridal pink shade of Lady Esther face powder, this is a real opportunity to find out how surely these basic beauty aids help make your skin look years younger and fresher. I urge you, for your own attractiveness and charm, go to your favorite store tomorrow. Get your Lady Esther anniversary package and benefit by it at once. And please remember, you save 95 cents.
now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Aerosmith, starring Barbara Britton as Leora, Gregory Peck as Martin, and Jean Hersholt as Dr. Gottlieb, who continues our story.
Maybe you begin to understand it now, what makes a man into a scientist. The light that burns in the heart and shines in the eyes. Like Martin when he came to me in New York.
Dr. Gottlieb, you mean this lab is mine? This is where I'm going to work?
You have earned it, Martin. That was a good piece of work you did with those cows.
Oh, but a place like this, holy smoke.
Isn't that all you can say? Holy smoke?
It's funny, I almost feel like I want to pray.
To pray?
Oh, nothing I ever saw in a prayer book. God, give me clear eyes and freedom from haste. God, keep me looking for my own mistakes. God, keep me at it till I prove my results. God, give me strength not to trust to God.
I have faith in you, Martin. You will succeed. You sent for me, Dr. Tops?
Yes, Dr. Gottlieb. Won't you sit down? I've been wanting to talk to you about young Aerosmith. How long has he been with us now?
About a year and a half. Does it make any difference?
Well, frankly, his work has been rather disappointing to me.
Well, science is slow, Dr. Tops. Most great discoveries are accidents.
Quite so. But still, you must realize, as head of the Institute, I must show results. After
Dr.
all...
Dr. Tops, believe me, Martin does not need you to tell him that he has failed so far. But I think he's on the track of something now.
Really? How do you know?
Because he has told me nothing. But these last few weeks, he's been working day and night. Even his wife complains that she can hardly see. When the proper time comes,
Dr. Gottlieb.
Well, Martin, what is it?
I've been working, Chief. 36 hours, 40 hours, 2 weeks, I don't know. I got some notes for you. I wish you'd look at them. I think maybe I've got hold of something.
What is it, Aerosmith?
Don't ask me. All I can tell you is that it's murder on the bugs, dissolves them. Eats him up. Slaughters him.
My boy, you're exhausted. Here, sit down.
That's all right, Dr. Tubbs. I just need some sleep, food. Need a drink, I guess. I'm all in.
Martin.
Did you read the notes, Chief? What do you think?
You have a big thing here, Martin. Now you must find out what it is. Yes. Now you will be ready to begin to work.
Morning, baby.
Martin, what are you doing up?
Oh, I've got to get back to the lab.
But you promised you'd stay in bed at least 12 hours.
Oh, what's the use? I couldn't sleep.
Martin, I won't have any more of this. I'm not going to watch you kill yourself. I'll walk out on you. I mean it, Martin.
Now, Leahy, you must never say that, no matter how mad you get. Just you wait till I finish this job. I'll take time off every day. We'll go to the movies. We'll have friends in. I'll even learn to play bridge. Now, how about some coffee?
Martin Aerosmith, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't want to go to the movies. I don't want to play bridge. All I want is for you to take care of yourself to... Martin, what's the matter?
Look at this paper. The front page. Look at it.
Greatest medical discovery of modern times. Young scientist at McGurk Institute wipes out all disease.
Dr. Tubbs announced last night that Dr. Martin Aerosmith... Where's my hat?
Martin, what are you going to do?
That cheap publicity hound, that faker. I'm going to tell him where to get off.
Now, Aerosmith, you shouldn't take it so seriously. After all, we can't let anyone steal a march on us. A slight overstatement to catch the public eye.
A slight overstatement? You told him I can wipe out all disease, and you know I haven't even cured whooping cough yet.
Oh, I understand your surprise, my dear chap, but you see...
I'm just surprised that I don't twist your fat neck. Making my name smell all over the country. Branding me as a quack, a faker, a racketeer. Well, I don't want any part of it. I'm through. I quit.
Sorry, Martin. I don't accept your resignation. In fact, I have great plans for you. Of course, you'll have an increase and...
Dr. Tops.
Dr. Gottlieb, we're busy just now.
Yes, turning my young friend into a megaphone.
Oh, don't worry, Chief.
I've come here because I just found something in this magazine. Something perhaps not altogether bad. It seems Martin is not the pioneer we thought.
You mean someone has stolen a march on us?
The Pasteur Institute of Paris has just published this report. It is the same thing, Dr. Tops. You got into the newspapers too soon.
Well, Chief, I guess that's that.
Not altogether, my boy. You may not be the discoverer, but you may be the man to test it out. Come, let us go to my laboratory. We can discuss it there.
But Dr. Gottlieb, I don't know anything about bubonic plague.
Well, Terry Wiggett does. He will go along. He'll be a great help to you, Martin.
Oh, gosh, the West Indies seems a long ways off.
If the plague is not controlled, it's across the street.
That's true. Okay. I'll go.
Good. Only one thing, Martin. Can you be trusted to be a real scientist?
Well, I've always tried.
I mean, if this stuff of yours is any good, there's only one way we can make sure. To give the injections to only half your patients. Make the other half go without.
Well, you mean sit by and watch half of them die? That wouldn't be human.
Oh, so you're still a two-penny doctor after all.
No, but I do have feelings. I've got a heart.
Listen, Martin. So many men are good and kind. But so few men ever add to human knowledge.
Yes, I know, but gosh.
I'm an old man, Martin. I count on you to carry on for me. Martin?
Okay, Chief. I'll do my best. Leora, Lee.
Yes, Martin, what happened? Any luck?
Good and bad. The governor wouldn't play ball at all, and I wouldn't yield. I told him to do it my way, half get the serum and half go without, or nobody gets a chance at it.
And then?
Oh, a lot of talk, huff-huff. And we compromise. I'm going to try it first some other place. Island of Carib, all native, plague raging, almost ideal conditions. I'll have to rush.
You're going now?
As soon as you can get me packed, Terry's out rounding up a squad of rat catchers. Put his things in, too, and...
Martin.
Hmm?
Martin, are you planning to leave me here?
Oh, please, sweet, I've got to.
But I didn't come along to be left here, Martin.
Well, I know, dear, but this time you've got to.
I won't be left here alone.
Lee, darling, you're not afraid.
Certainly I'm afraid. I'm scared blue. But that isn't the point.
Lee.
You're the point. I came down here to look after you. And how can I look after you if you leave me here?
Well, I'll be all right.
How do I know? It might get you, and if it did, nobody but me could nurse you. And anyway, I'd go mad not being with you. I mean it, I'd go mad.
Oh, darling.
Don't you see? I haven't any life outside of you. You're me, and I'm you, and I've got to be with you. You can't leave me behind.
But, Lee...
You promised me once you'd never leave me. You promised!
Lee, you've got to be reasonable, sweet. I don't know what we'll get into out there. It can't be any place for a woman. Why, if I'd known what it would be like even here, I'd have choked you before I'd let you come.
You did everything but that to stop me. All right, Martin... But darn being a woman.
Now, then that's more like my girl.
Get your things, darling. I'll pack your bag.
August 28th. We've been here 5 days now. All the inoculations have been made. Serum to one group, plain water to the other. If my serum works...
Martin.
Oh, hello, Terry. Come in.
Martin, I've just come from the plantation house. They have a telephone there.
Dr. Tubbs been phoning for a story?
No. Now, there was a call from Blackport. For you.
For me? From Leora?
Martin, it isn't easy to tell you.
Tell me what? What are you trying to say? Terry! Is it Leora? Well, is it? You'll have to take over, Terry. I'm going back to her.
It's no use, Martin. She died this morning.
Well, Martin, you're back.
Is that all you're going to say to me?
What else is there to say?
Lots. Why don't you tell me how I bungled it? Got drunk, quit. Why don't you lay me out?
What good would that do?
You gave me everything you knew of truth, and then you gave me my chance, and... Well, I betrayed you. I had no excuse, perhaps. Well, there's no answer. There's no reason for me to...
Martin.
Yes, Chief.
Martin, I must tell you something. I'm no longer your chief.
You're not?
No, I have a sign from the Institute. And from Dr. Tubbs. I have a little place in Vermont. I will do my work there. Not quite so elaborate as this, but I will be free. And I was thinking...
Oh, there you are, Aerosmith. Been looking all over for you. I want you to give the press the good news yourself.
What good news, Dr. Tubbs?
Your new appointment. Yes, in view of your wonderful work with the plague and considering Dr. Gottlieb's retirement, I've decided to...
Dr. Gottlieb, isn't it time for us to go?
Go? Go where?
I don't think you'd understand. The chief and I are going up to Vermont.
Vermont?
Yes, we're going to prove something we've believed a long time. But if you really want to find out things, you can build a laboratory out of toothpicks.
Yes, Martin. And a bit of string.
Thank you, Gregory Peck and Jean Hersholt, for an absorbing performance. And our special thanks to you, Barbara Britton, for stepping in at the last moment when Ann Baxter was taken ill.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, I'm sure Ann would have been here if she could. We know how much this radio program contributes to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, and we all feel it's a great privilege to share in that work. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Britton. Ladies, I hope you've already made a note of my special 30th anniversary beauty dividend. But if you have not, do be sure to jot it down now. For my Lady Esther anniversary set is now being featured at your favorite store, and it offers you a marvelous value. It's my way of including you in celebrating Lady Esther's 30th anniversary year. I've endeavored to make this an exceptional value for your money, and I'm sure you'll agree I've succeeded. Because my anniversary set contains a large-size jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, the size that usually sells for $1.38, and also a 55-cent box of Lady Esther face powder bridal pink, my flattering new shade, so flattering to almost every type of skin. Together, this represents a regular value of $1.93, but I've arranged to give you both in my anniversary set for only 98 cents plus tax. That's a big saving. You actually save 95 cents. And you provide yourself a generous supply of Lady Esther face powder and Lady Esther face cream, your two most essential beauty aids to help make your skin look smoother, fresher, and younger at once. And you get this at a saving of almost exactly half. So do get your Lady Esther anniversary set at your favorite store now.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Susan and God. It will star Betty Davis and Walter Pigeon. Be sure to listen. Aerosmith was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence from Harry Cronman's adaptation and was presented by arrangement with Samuel Goldwyn, who produced the photoplay and whose Technicolor production now being seen is The Kid from Brooklyn, starring Danny Kaye. Gregory Peck can soon be seen in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor production, The Yearling. Barbara Britton will soon be seen co-starring in the Columbia picture, The Return of Monte Cristo. Jean Hersholt is the star of the Dr. Christian radio program. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.